You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. There is a new show that is about to start on PBS television. It is called Walkin' California with Tuolumne County resident Steve Weldon. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. PBS, Walkin' California, starts Wednesday night, December 19th, starting at 7 o'clock in the evening, with a couple of re-airings over the Christmas weekend. So the first question, obviously, Steve, what is Walkin' California?
Well, see, being from Texas originally, it's not Walkin' California because we're not walking, we're walkin'. And so, yes, it's an outdoor show, and it's geared to get people off the couch, off the computer, out of the office, off the cell phone, and to explore the natural beauty that this state has to offer. And that's basically it in a nutshell. We want to get people outside and get them to enjoy what's really out there. And to go just a little further than, you know, so many times people just go to a pullout when they go to a national park, and they'll drive and then they'll walk 300 feet and they'll think, well, that's beautiful. That's great. Well, what if there's a bigger payoff, a mile or two or four or five or sometimes even 10 or 15 miles away? You know what? We're going to find it. And that's why we came up with the concept, Walkin' California.
How many episodes have been filmed?
Well, right now we've got two in the can. The first one we filmed was a 32-mile hike from Tuolumne Meadows to the Yosemite Valley floor. And the second one, we did 21 miles of the Trans-Catalina Trail on Catalina Island. Now, KVIE, which has agreed to be our home station or our presenting station, they have decided they wanted to air the Catalina Island one first. And the reason they wanted to do that is because they say, well, that's a Four Seasons park, and Yosemite slows way down in the wintertime. So we'll air this one first, and we'll air the Yosemite one, you know, a little bit later. And I said, hey, whatever order you want to do them in, that's peachy with me.
So the sections of California that you're choosing are in park-related atmospheres?
Not necessarily because, well, the first one was a national park, and of course, Yosemite. And Catalina Island is a conservancy, and the history of that is really incredible. Of course, it goes back to the Tongva Indians 6,000 and 7,000 years ago, but the development began in the late 1880s, and that's where the Wrigley family came in. And they donated 88% of that island to the conservancy. So that's where we did that one. But we're going to do walking main streets in California. We're going to do a series of three towns in Northern California, in the Gold Country, all the way up to Eureka. And then we're going to do three towns like Solvang, some of the smaller towns in Southern California. So we're going to try to be geographically correct. We're going to do the Lost Coast Trail. Now, this is provided that, you know, this show makes it. And I hope it does.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you the most obvious question I'm sure everybody asks you. Are you wanting to be the next Huellhauser?
That's amazing. Well, no, not exactly. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine is the one who spurred me to do this, spurred me on it, and I said, the last thing I want to do is imitate or emulate anybody. And because Huellhauser was great at what he did, and hopefully I can be good at what I'm doing, but Huell never ventured too far from the curb in most of his episodes. So this one tries to delve a little bit further. And as Cameron Tucker, who is my camera guy and co-producer on this show, said about Huell, he worked for Huell for 8 years. He said Huell prided himself on being a reporter. And he was a very darn good reporter, a good interviewer and a good reporter. I'm trying to put a little bit of a different light on this and make this a little bit more of an entertainment type of a thing. And hopefully I'm doing it. We'll see. You know, the proof's in the pudding. When the viewer looks at it, if they're comfortable with it and they like it and this thing gets legs, then we'll do 10 episodes or 12 episodes a year. But you have to have sponsorship for that, too.
These two episodes are going to be shown on PBS stations throughout the state of California, Nevada, and Oregon.
So, that's right.
So your face is going to be seen statewide plus two other states.
I'm excited about it. What I'm really excited about is that Mike Sanford, the program director and vice president with KVIE, told me last week that they're going to offer the show nationwide to every PBS station in America. And then we'll be able to track it and find out who's picking it up and who's airing it.
As of right now, Walk in California is sponsored by the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau. So what does that sponsorship mean for the show?
Oh, it means everything. But thanks to the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau, Lisa Mayo and all the folks on the board, this became a reality rather than just a possibility and a dream. I owe everything to these people. And you talk to have that warmth, to have them embrace this thing like they have. You talk about an honor and how flattering it is. I want to be a good representative for the Tuolumne County Visitors Bureau. What a great organization and a great group of people, and this county should be very, very proud the way they represent this county. And all I can say once again is thank you, and thank you.
If this show succeeds, will you continue to live in Tuolumne County?
Yes, as far as I know, my wife, Lori, is a nurse practitioner here in the county, and we like it here very, very much. So I don't see going anywhere for quite some time.
He is about to be famous, our very own Tuolumne County resident, Steve Weldon.
I don't know about that, Mark.
The name of the show is Walkin' California.
I'm a hot dog salesman.
Wednesday night, December 19th, starting at 7 o'clock, KVIE PBS. Steve, great to see you.
Well, great to see you. You're always a barrel of fun, my friend. And thank you so much for having me on. And I hope everybody enjoys the show. Thanks so much.